Morning, everybody. Today, the pastor is going to have me read Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. At the time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were foolish and five were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom. Come out to meet him." Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth. I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour."
Thank you, Bob. And the Lord always adds his blessing to both the reading and the hearing of his word. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, we pray that your word reveal to us, prepares our heart, and speaks to our heart. And I pray that through your word this morning, you would encourage us and you would remind us of your truth and of who you are and that glorious hope that awaits us. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of the most interesting and funniest things can happen at weddings. Weddings are a time when people gather together and you never know, some of the unexpected things can happen. I'm sure Ralph's had some interesting experiences they could tell. But one story I remember, one time I was doing a wedding in Columbia, and Kim remembers this. And the wedding was ready to happen. All the wedding party had come in. Everybody was standing up. The procession had come forward, and everyone was standing in front of me. And the organist is hitting, "Here comes the bride," and no bride. And the organist is hitting harder, "Here comes the bride." Strumming it, no bride. And everyone's standing looking around, "Where's the bride? She's going to miss her own wedding." And the organist hits louder, "Here comes the bride," don, the chords down, don, da, 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 like that. Nobody comes. The bride's not there. And so someone turns to Kim and says, "Go get the bride." Kim went to, the organist said to Kim, "Go get the bride." And she was downstairs. She said, and Kim says, "Well, they're waiting for you." She says, "I didn't know I was supposed to come." She didn't know she was supposed to come. She almost missed her own wedding. She wasn't prepared quite right. And that's what this parable is about this morning. It takes place at a wedding. A story that Jesus told of these virgins who were part of the wedding party, who had been invited as attendants to the wedding to come and to prepare for the wedding. And to understand this story, we'd understand a little bit about wedding customs back then. Now, we today, when we have a wedding, we have the festival, we have the event. People come to the service, either at the church or an event now. And you have the service, and then you have a reception, and then you go home. It's all one-day event. It's all within a couple of hours. Unless you're Amish, it can go for 12. But in those days, a wedding was different. And a wedding began when the groom would leave his father's house to get his bride. Now keep this in mind. The groom would leave his father's house to get his bride. And there would be a wedding procession where attendants would be gathered and they would be waiting for the bridegroom to come and to get the bride and to accompany him along the way back to his house where they would have a feast and a banquet. And they would light the way with these torches as the procession would go. back to the bridegroom's house where they would have a wedding banquet. Does that sound familiar? The bridegroom leaving his house to come for his bride, to take us to his house for a banquet? Have you heard that before? That's what Jesus said he's going to do for us, the bride. And it's in that context he's telling this story. And this story comes as one of the ones we've been looking at the context in chapter 24 of Matthew, where that chapter opens up where the disciples ask Jesus about the second coming of Christ. And they said, Jesus, when are you going to come and set up your kingdom? What do we look for? When do we know your kingdom's going to come? And so Jesus began to give a teaching on his return. It's been called the Olivet Discourse because he gave it on Mount Olive, where he is going to return someday. And he gave signs to look for, and he told us to be prepared, and he gave this long teaching of what to look for his return. And then he ended chapter 24 by saying, be ready and be prepared because you don't know what time the Son of Man's going to come for you. You don't know what time the bridegroom's going to come to take you to the banquet. And then to illustrate that, he gave this story. And he told this story about the 10 virgins, bridegroom, who are attended to the wedding and on their way and preparing. While they were waiting for the bridegroom to come, several of them, their oil, their lamps did not light. And when it came time for the bridegroom was announced his arrival for them to light their lamps and to go into the wedding party, their lamps would not light because they didn't have any oil with them. And they were excluded. And they were not taken into the banquet because they were not prepared. The main point of this story that Jesus told is being prepared for his coming, because we don't know when it's going to be. We don't want to miss that banquet that he's preparing. The story we're going to look at next week continues that theme in verses 14 through the end of this chapter. This story talks about being prepared for the Lord's coming. The next one talks about being faithful in light of that and our faithfulness and service as we wait for the Lord's return. But first, we want to look at this story. What does it teach us? What are some lessons that we learn from this parable? And there's three main stories, lessons this morning that Jesus is trying to teach us. And the first is this: stay awake because his coming may be delayed. As Jesus told this story, he said that the bridegroom was a long time in coming to get the attendants and his bride to take them back to his house. So apparently he was taking a long time preparing his home, because he prepares his house, and once he gets his house all prepared, he goes to get the bride and take her back. And so he was taking a long time apparently in preparing his house and getting it the way he wanted. His delay was a lot longer than what the attendants expected. And the time went on and the time went on, and the attendants, the virgins who were invited to the wedding to be a part of the wedding party, they got sleepy. And it says they got drowsy and they fell asleep. Jesus is teaching us in that story that his return, from when he went back to when he ascended into heaven until the day he comes for us, we don't know how long that will be. So far, it's been over 2,000 years. And it's a long delay. And we don't know when his return's coming. He may come in our lifetime. He may not. But the whole point of this story is to be prepared and to be ready. And in this case, stay awake. Stay alert. Don't get drowsy or fall off to sleep. The enemy likes us to be lulled off to sleep and become complacent spiritually. And that's what was happening here. They all fell asleep. They all got drowsy. They weren't aware of what was going on around them and how the Lord was at work and how he was coming soon to prepare them. Also, don't get lazy. Verses 14 to 30, and we're going to talk more about this next week. But there Jesus told a story about the parable of the talents. And he gave talents to his people to use while in the midst of his absence. And when he came back, he was going to call them into account. We'll look more into that next week. But in the midst of the Lord's delay, why he is delaying, one of the reasons is so more people can come to know him. But he's given you and I gifts to be faithfully serving him. He doesn't want us to sit idly by and do nothing. He wants us to be busy living for him and being faithful to him until the day when the bride groom comes for us, the bride. And not to get lazy, not to get sluggish, not to get spiritually lethargy or fat, but to be busy, involved for him. Until each day is a day to be serving him. Not getting lazy, not getting complacent. And also not getting careless. Look with me up to chapter 24 as he ends chapter 24, verse 45. Where he says, who then is the faithful and wise servant whom the master has put in charge of his servants in his household and gave him food at their proper time? It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time, and he begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. The master of that servant will come at a day when he does not expect him, and an hour he is not aware of, and he will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus says not to become careless in the midst of the delay. As we're waiting for the Lord's turn, to think, well, we have a lot of time. I can live as I please. I don't have to be faithful to Christ right now. I there's plenty of time for me to get things right. But not to be careless, because to stay awake, it's going to be delayed. We're waiting. We don't know when he's returning, but we need to be alert, and we need to be living as if he could come today, because he could. Which brings us to the second point, be prepared, because his coming will be sudden. Jesus said that the bridegroom stayed away. He was a long time in coming. There was a delay. They got drowsy. They fell asleep. They became careless. But at midnight, verse 6, at midnight, a cry rang out. Here comes the bridegroom. Get ready to meet him. The midnight cry came. He was leaving his house. He was coming to the bride's house to take her to his place for the wedding banquet. And they needed to join him for the procession. He said, he's coming. And it said, all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. But the foolish ones said to the wise, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out. And they said, no, there may not be enough for both of us. Instead, go and sell to those who sell oil and come get some for yourself. And while they were away to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. And those who were ready went in with him to the banquet, and the door was shut. The point Jesus is telling us here is we need to be prepared and be ready, because his coming will be sudden. When he returns for his bride, and he's talking about the bride here, the rapture, when he comes for his bride, it's going to be sudden. And when we're prepared, those who are prepared are going to be taken with him into the banquet room, into his house in heaven. And those who are not, when the midnight cries, will be left outside. What does this teach us? It means, what's the difference between the wise and the foolish virgins in this story? The difference between the wise and foolish virgins in this story was the wise virgins had oil in their lamps. They brought extra oil with them. They were prepared. They had oil. And what this teaches us is, friends, you need to have your own oil. To be prepared, you've got to have your own oil. You say, what's that mean? Well, it means that you cannot enter the banquet on someone else's faith. You got to have your own. And this is Mother's Day. This is a Mother's Day. We honor our mothers and our grandmothers and those women of influence that taught us about Jesus. And maybe had a great influence in the teaching of our mothers and grandmothers, had a great influence in their faith in us. But I'm not going to heaven because of my mother. You're not either. Because it's not, our mothers cannot save us. Only Jesus can. And the faith of our parents, as great as they may be, cannot get us into heaven. We need to have our own oil. And the oil is symbolic of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And so the ones who were prepared said, go and get that oil for yourself, because you can't have ours. God has no children. God has no grandchildren. He only has children. Those who trust him alone. We can't go into the banquet on someone else's faith. You got to have your own oil, and that's part of being prepared. And also, there will be no time to prepare. The cry came out at midnight. They didn't have their oil. They weren't prepared. So they had to go out and try to find some. And while they were out trying to find some, the groom came, took them into the banquet, and the door was shut, and it was too late. The time of preparation is now. The Bible says that he will come like a thief in the night. And Jesus said, if we knew when a thief was coming into our house, we would prepare so that we would be there either to call the police or with the gun or whatever to prepare and defend ourselves so that we knew that the thief was there and we'd take action to prepare. Have you ever been caught off guard when a storm's coming and then the power went out and you weren't prepared for it and you're sitting in the dark and you weren't prepared, you didn't have candles lit or you didn't have everything ready because you were unprepared, not ready for the storm? Being prepared ahead of time, taking that action. There was a story about a thief who tried to break into this house. This burglar, he had been casing a house for weeks in this particular neighborhood, and he was studying the house, and he was sure that the people were away. And because he watched the house, there was no activity, and so he decided, this is the night I'm going to break into the house. So he went up to the house, he tried to open up the window, he pried the window, tried to open up, and he was getting ready to go into the house, and he heard this, I see you, and Jesus sees you. And he looked around, and he closed the window, he thought, I thought for sure there's nobody in here. He said, I must be mistaken, they must not have left yet. So he left, and he went looked around the house again, and he was trying to case, and he said, I don't see anybody. So then I'm going to try it again. So he goes back. He tries to get in the window again. He hears this, I see you, and Jesus sees you. He thought, well, that's strange. I thought for sure there's nobody here. So he ran away again, thinking the police might come and someone would call the police. And he said, well, maybe they have somebody watching the house or a house sitter. So he said, I was just going to watch and maybe come back tomorrow. So the next day he comes back and he goes, tries to get in the window and he hears this, I see you and Jesus sees you. He said, this is really strange. I thought for sure there's nobody here. So he said, I'm just going to try. Maybe it was somebody on TV or maybe it was recording or something. So he goes into the window, gets down on the floor and he hears this, I see you. And Jesus sees you. And he looks around. And he looks around. And he sees this parrot in this cage. And he thought, man, it was this parrot that had me afraid. It was just this stupid parrot. He said, what's he going to do? And he looked at the parrot. He said, well, what's Jesus going to do? You're not going to do anything to me. Then he no sooner said that, and he saw this big Rottweiler behind him. And the parrot said to him, sick him, Jesus. The owners were prepared for the thief to come, and they took the action. But we need to be prepared and ready. Several years ago, Kim and I, when we used to sing with Rick Cockle and our gospel group, we were invited to sing down at White Horse for the first responders for their fireman's dinner, Scott. And they had a dinner for the fireman appreciation. And only in Lancaster County would you see this. So they had us there, and they wanted to give us a demonstration of how prepared these firemen were. And they didn't know when a fire would happen, but they were prepared. If there was a moment, they would be ready to act on it and to go. So they did this alarm, this fake alarm, and all the Amish people that were sitting in this banquet got up, and they ran to the end. They put their clothes on, their fire clothes on, and they got on scooters, and they're going through the banquet hall, down through, see if they can get to the end the fastest. They had this race to show how quick they could get dressed, get on their scooter, get to a fire, and get to the other end. And they were prepared, and they were ready, and they responded because they had the training. They were prepared for that moment, that in a moment, they were there. There will be no time to prepare. Jesus said that when he returns, those who are ready, those who have the oil, those who know him, will be taken to the banquet. Those who don't will be left outside and the door will be shut. Jesus says, as it was in the days of Noah, so will be when he comes again. For 120 years, Noah built an ark, was building an ark and said, there's a day of judgment coming. There's a flood coming. And the people heard that message, but they didn't want to heed it. They didn't want to believe that there was a flood coming. Even as the ark was being built, they didn't heed that message. Today, people don't want to hear the message that there's a judgment day coming. But then the day, Noah didn't know when the flood was going to be. He just knew there was a flood coming. Then the one day God said to him, take all the animals and go into the flood, into the ark, because the flood's coming. And it said, and that day he went in and God shut the door. Before the door was open, there was opportunity for people to believe and go into the ark of safety and be saved. But once God shut that door, it was too late, and the floodwaters of judgment came. Right now, the doors are open for people to come to know Christ, to enter that banquet in heaven that we all want to be at. But someday, at the midnight cry, those who are ready will go in, and the door will be shut, and it will be too late for those who do not know Jesus. That's what Jesus is telling us in this story. Be prepared, because there will be no time to prepare and there will be no time to change. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 11 to 13, Jesus told another parable about a wedding. And he said that the wedding banquet in heaven was being taken place, and the king came in to his wedding banquet. The bridegroom came into his wedding banquet. He saw somebody in the wedding banquet that didn't have the right garments on. And he said, how did they get in here? They don't have these right wedding garments on. And he said, they have to be cast outside. They're not allowed in here because they don't have the garments of righteousness. And it's having the garments of Christ's righteousness by faith, his blood applied to us, that gives us being clothed in his righteousness. It gives us entrance into the wedding banquet. And there will be no time to change clothes then. There'll be no time to get ready when that midnight cry comes out. So Jesus told this story. For now is the time, now is the day. So stay awake, because his delay is coming, his coming is delayed. And be prepared, because it will be sudden. And the third thing is keep watch, because his coming will be unsuspected. He ends his story by saying in verse 13, therefore keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour. The coming of Jesus will be unexpected. We don't know when it's going to happen. We know it's going to happen. Just as Noah didn't know when the flood was going to be, but he knew there was a flood coming. And we don't know the day, but we do know the season. Look with me in chapter 24, and we talked about this on Wednesday night. But verse 32, where Jesus was giving some teaching in response to his return, said, now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as the tender twigs get tender, its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that is near, right at the door. And I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until these things have happened. Jesus there was talking about the season of when you see the fig tree bloom, you know that summer is near, the season is coming. And we talked about this Wednesday night, that budding of the fig tree is Israel becoming a nation. And we don't know when Jesus is returning the exact day, but we know the season that we're in. And we know that we're in the season where it's getting close. And we need to be ready and prepared for that, because his day will come when we don't expect it. The bridegroom, the father will give permission for the bridegroom to leave his house and to go to the bride's house and get her and to take her into the house for the wedding banquet. And that's what we're waiting for, the father's permission to his son and say, go get your bride. And whenever that day is, the banquet will begin. And that's what we're looking forward to, right? It's going to be a glorious day. Chapter 24, you can write those verses down where Jesus is telling us, we don't know the day or the hour, but as it was in Noah's day, so it will be. But be prepared, be ready, keep watch. And we don't know the time, but we know the signs. Jesus said, no one knows when I'm coming. He said, I don't even know that. The Father has determined that. But he said, there's things to look for. And he gave us some signs in chapter 24, beginning in verse 4. He said, watch out, no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, claiming I am the Christ, and will deceive many. You will hear of wars and rumors and wars, but see to it you're not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of the birth pangs. We don't know what day Jesus is coming or the exact time, but we do know the signs to look for. And Jesus said, when you see these things happen, it's like birth pangs. Birth is getting closer. It's contractions. And the closer we get to the Lord's return, more of those contractions will happen. They'll become more intense and closer together. And they'll become more succession. But we know that's what to look for. And when we see those signs around us, we know that delivery is here. We know that the Lord's return is coming. And it's getting closer. So that's our hope. Jesus said when he went into heaven, someday he is coming again. We don't know when it will be. In the midst of that delay, stay awake. Don't get drowsy. Don't let the enemy lull us off to sleep or make us get careless. But keep alert and keep aware. Be prepared, knowing that you have oil, the Holy Spirit within you. You've trusted Christ as your Lord and Savior personally, not anybody else's faith. And keep watch, because it will come at a time when we don't expect him. We don't know the day, but we know the season. We don't know the time, but we know the signs. So stay awake. Be ready. Be ready. That's what this is about. And keep your lamp full of oil, because the Lord is coming soon. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word to us. The stories that teach us about you and about life. And today you're reminding us of the importance of preparedness, of being prepared for that wedding banquet yet to come. We don't know when it's going to be, but we know that someday you will leave your Father's house, and you, the Father will give you permission to go get your bride. And you will come for your bride and take us to your house. We will return there for 7 days, for 7 years. We will return to your presence and have that wedding banquet. And Lord, those who are ready and prepared will join you there. For those who are not, they'll be left behind to endure the 7 years of tribulation that will be unleashed upon this earth. So Lord, may we be alert, may we be aware, may we stay focused and faithful to you until the day that you come for us. Lord, thank you for that blessed hope to know that you will come and make all things right. That this world is not our home, that you are taking us to a better place. And thank you, Lord, that you are our bridegroom and we are your bride. And you are coming for your bride to join you in that wonderful celebration someday. Lord, I pray that now the opportunity is here for us. That if there's someone here this morning is not sure that today would be the day that they would make sure that they have their own oil. We can't rely on somebody else's. But Lord, as well, that we would be faithful, looking to you with our eye to the sky, encouraged, knowing, Lord, that each day is a day closer to be with you. So thank you for that hope that we have in Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. As we close this morning,